Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is Stinchfield, the podcast brought to you by The Wellness Company. Get your prescription medication kits now. So important. I just saw CVS and Walgreens actually shuttering all of these stores. We're already in the midst of a prescription drug shortage, so these kits are so important. See the website there on your screen, twc.health/grant. Go there now. One of the things I want to talk about today is we've had a lot of Supreme Court rulings come out. Not a lot of people have heard or are talking about the ruling that overturned the, quote, Chevron doctrine. The Chevron doctrine, for the longest time, is what gave federal agencies the ability to expand, engage in overreach, to interpret laws however they see fit. I guess the official term is they would interpret vaguely written laws to fit whatever the current administration wants it to fit, but that's making an end run around Congress. And the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that. Congress has to make the laws, not regulators. But what does a regulation amount to? It amounts to a law. And so many people have been hammered along the way. And I got to thinking, boy, this really sums up the FDA, the CDC, NIH, all of these state health departments that threw down mandates that were illegal to throw down, making an end run around Congress because the agencies interpreted things they could do without actually getting approval from Congress or their state government. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And mRNA vaccines, we know their problem. Are they on the horizon for this bird flu now? I think probably yes. Well, we're going to talk to our friends over at the Wellness Company about that. Again, make sure you are prepared. I've got ammunition, food, water, you name it, on hand. I now have prescription medications, antibiotics, antivirals, ivermectin, thanks to the Wellness Company and their kits, twc.health/grant. You need one of these now. The more you wait, the more you risk your family not getting that speed of delivery of these drugs. So again, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off, by the way. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, welcome everybody. My guest today, Dr. James Thorpe, a great fighter for freedom when it comes to all of these issues we're talking about. He is with the Wellness Company. Dr. Thorpe, it's great to have you back on.
Thanks so much for having me on your platform again, Grant. It's an honor and a privilege.
Well, why don't you just set up for us? I'm going to talk a little bit about the Chevron doctrine, but why don't you just set up for us the overreach that you saw from a medical perspective of places like the CDC, FDA, and of course, Dr. Fauci? I think overreach may even be an understatement.
It is an understatement. This is how they targeted and started the pandemic. So apropos, because we are just published in the last 4 days, part one and part two of a three-part series, which focuses on the effect of the vaccine on pregnancy. Well, what we describe is just really unbelievable. Basically, what happened was a complete fraud and a complete overreach between Walensky in April of 2021, as then director of the CDC, colluding with another lead author by the name of Shema Bakuro, also in the FDA, a vaccine safety officer for over 10 years at that time, then colluding through a money exchange through a Massachusetts Institute, the Massachusetts Medical Society, the longest founding medical society in the United States of America, who, by the way, owns New England Journal of Medicine, who, by the way, their editor-in-chief, Eric Rubin, and their managing editor, Morrissey, oh, they all colluded. There's a money exchange. And they had the audacity to push the most lethal drug ever rolled out in the history of medicine on the most vulnerable patients, pregnant women. And Walensky and those three, in the middle of April, they have this interview. They publish this audio interview on April 21st in the New England Journal of Medicine. And on the same day, Shema Bakuro publishes his sham, fraudulent article saying that the vaccine was safe and effective in pregnancy when there was, it was a disaster. There was an 82% miscarriage rate caused by the vaccine, which he tried to hide.
All right, couple things I want viewers to know. One, Dr. Thorpe, your specialty is prenatal medicine, correct? That is your specialty. So this is not an orthopedist talking about maternity situations. This is your deal right here. Two, I'm going to ask you, what do you believe, in your opinion, their motivation was for this?
Yeah, I think that this goes back to 2012. In 2012, DARPA created a program. Look it up. You can't make this up. It's called ADEPT-P3. The ADEPT-P3 of DARPA in 2012 planned to create novel mRNA substances, allegedly for defense and rapid response of biowarfare. That's where this started. And this is a DARPA, CIA, DOD planned mRNA platform. The vaccine's been around a long time. Operation Warp Speed was a sham. It never occurred. It was developed by Moderna, probably starting in 2010. And so that is the MO. And this was rolled out with no stop rules, zero stop rules.
Well, this gets into, going back to Chevron, agency overreach, that agencies had the ability to go so far outside the bounds of what Congress regulated them to go down, that we could get to this point that all of these types of things are happening. You literally had, and I go back to the emails from Fauci and his chief of staff, where he's colluding with the authors of many of these studies to chain studies. And this is from inside government to medical journals. There was no division here. And then I think of the pharmaceutical companies and all the royalties they pay scientists inside government. There's no division. There's no line.
Absolutely.
So what's the takeaway for this? Because do we ever get to a point where there is a line?
There needs to be a line. And I'm glad you're talking about the legislation to take down the Chevron doctrine. But listen, this government is off the rails. This is a totalitarian government. I hope we have some time to talk about the bird flu. The bird flu vaccine, avian flu vaccine. Listen, they're trying to roll this out. They're trying to kill Americans and injure Americans. This new Audenz vaccine on the package insert of this H5N1 vaccine, there's a fivefold risk of death in the vaccine group compared with the placebo group. And they're pushing it out on us, Grant.
Before we get to it, and I want to talk about it because it's very, very important, but I want to still clean up this Supreme Court ruling that is so very important. And I pulled some video that I think gives us a big example of exactly what's going on here. This appears to be a health director talking to, she's explaining how she talks to the health director in Massachusetts. And they just come up with literally rules on their own. Listen to this exchange. And I believe this is the new CDC director.
Lightening up a mess, they're like next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday. Lightening up a mess. So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was really like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we. it was like conversations like that. So I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up a mess? They're like next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday.
Doc, they're laughing about all this stuff. To me, it's offensive.
It's horrible. And listen, Massachusetts is where Walensky is from and where the New England Journal is from and where the Massachusetts Medical Society is from and where they have colluded. Listen, the New England Journal of Medicine is revered by people around the world. It's been corrupt for over 50 years. They're a for-profit company making money. Their owner is the Massachusetts Medical Society. These crooks, these criminals need to be put in jail or worse for the crimes that they've committed against humanity. Yeah, this Walensky, Eric Rubin, Shema Bakuro, the other guy from Harvard, Boston, right. that created the published the sham article in the Lancet a year before, killing and injuring, falsely demonizing hydroxychloroquine. These are criminals that need to be held accountable.
Why do you think Massachusetts, I mean, look, before the pandemic came around, New England Journal of Medicine, I'm not a doctor, but of course I knew it. I was a mainstream media reporter. We would always quote the New England Journal of Medicine. It was like the gold standard. And now I don't know if I believe anything coming out of it.
You can't. It's been corrupt for, listen, it was back in the 70 years, in the 70s, they were taking bribes. At the turn of the century, you know, we have Dr. Marcia Engel, the editor-in-chief, that resigned because it was terminally corporate, kleptocratically entangled with pharmaceutical companies. They're corrupt crooks and criminals. Massachusetts, per square inch, is the highest funded pharmaceutical plot of land anywhere on earth.
Do you is that just because you have all of these so-called great schools, these Ivy League schools, which have great medical institutions? Is it because everything's concentrated there? And then to me, when I think about this, it all comes back to money. Money, money, money. This is how they make money. Is that why, just because of the concentration of medical schools in Massachusetts?
That's right. They consider themselves the elitists. They consider themselves the truis veritas of the whole world of academia, when they're a bunch of crooks and criminals making money.
Hey, I want to play another clip for you. This doesn't have anything to do with health, but it does have to do with the heart of the Chevron doctrine. And you can see when she explains what happened to a farmer and the EPA, how this could happen to doctors, like people like yourself and all these things. So I'm going to play this as she tells this story about this farmer, and we'll see how it relates back to all the things we're talking about.
Ditch. Well, the EPA farm, and several years ago, there was a gentleman in northern Wyoming. He'd bought a farm that had been pretty run down, and there was an irrigation ditch that ran through it that had caused a lot of erosion. He went in and he cleaned up the farm and he moved that irrigation ditch. Well, the EPA decided that that irrigation ditch was a navigable water of the United States. And they came in and sued him. They contacted him, sent him a letter, and said, you must notify us within 7 days whether you are going to comply or you're going to be subject to fines of $37,500 a day. That case went on for 6 solid years. And by the time that we went to trial in that case, he was facing penalties of almost $65 million for affecting 2.1 acres of land on his own property. Now the fines are $59,000 a day. I would argue that whenever you give an administrative agency the authority to impose fines of $59,000 a day, you've created a tyrannical government.
Think about what they do to doctors. I don't know if doctors got fines, but certainly they threaten to take away licenses. Doc, you've gone through the hell and back because of all of this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's overregulation. It's complete bribe, a complete capture of the hospital systems, over $186 billion in early 2021 to capture over 420,000 hospitals. This is why Dr. Mary Talley Bowden was fired. This is why I was fired from SSM Health almost a year ago, because I spoke the truth. And they were bought and bribed with hundreds of millions of dollars to toe the line. They weren't allowed to deviate from the lockstep narrative of the lethal HHS CDC to push this vaccine, which there was never science behind it.
Look,
never.
The bribe is the money they made off the vaccine, right? Like every time they would give, there were bonuses. You give certain amounts of vaccines, you get more thousands and thousands of dollars, and everybody's encouraged. And if you deviated from that, Well, then you were punished because you were going to stop the money coming into these big hospital conglomerates. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And the hospitals were paid to kill. Listen, Fauci, the science was out there with Ebola. You know, Remdesivir had a 30% mortality rate. You know, they wanted to jack up the extraordinary risk of COVID infections in 2020. So they mandated they killed inpatients with Remdesivir and many other protocols. They would, you know, everybody's bought out. So you mentioned CVS and pharmacy. My research team, including Maggie Thorpe, JD, we published an expose. They took CVS and Walmart took $4 billion to push the vaccine in 20 and to mock and to gaslight and intimidate physicians like myself and many others that tried to use safe and effective drugs like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Well, thankfully, there are physicians like you and the others at the wellness company out there willing to stand up. You know, I'll take the opportunity to push the wellness company because it's such a great organization and what they offer is so great as well. We talk about all of these things, folks. There's no Remdesivir in their emergency medical kits. I'll tell you that much. Here's what there is. Ivermectin, which from the very start of the pandemic, I remember talking to Dr. Thorpe and many other doctors about the benefits of ivermectin when this was being literally squashed. Still in many parts of America, it's very hard to get ivermectin. And so this is in the medical kits. You got Z-Pak, you got, I just used amoxicillin to take care of strep throat. I self-diagnosed it, took my amoxicillin, bing, bang, boom. My throat was better literally in less than 2 days. And that's because I had this medication on hand, literally in my medicine cabinet, all because of the wellness company. These kits are great. So again, I'm going to tell you, I've got loads of ammunition. I've got water in case of emergency. I've got emergency power. I've got emergency food. I've got emergency clothing. I've got emergency everything, including now emergency prescription medications, which is what I urge you to make part of your emergency preparedness plan for you and your family. It is about keeping yourself safe in times of need. TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. I promise you, you're gonna be so happy you did this if you need it. If you don't need it, then so be it. I applaud and hope that you never need it. But my guess is you will. I've already on my second kit because I've gone through some of the prescription medications between me and my son. So TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT and take steps necessary to protect your family. All right, Doc, I told you we would talk about bird flu, specifically the mRNA vaccine, which you've just told me is, in your opinion, a bioweapon designed to inflict great harm on all of us. Is an mRNA vaccine now coming down the pike for the bird flu?
It's already here. It's already being given in Finland, and it'll come to the United States. And in the package insert, Grant, this is how bold and grotesque our FDA and government is. They're killers. They're murderers. In the package insert, it admits that there was a fivefold increase in death in those people getting vaccine compared to the placebo. It was 5 in 1,000 with dead with the vaccine versus 1 in 1,000 dead with the placebo. That is unbelievable. And yet they're breaking all their rules just like they've done since they started pushing the fraudulent COVID-19 vaccine. Same thing, same story. And by the way, these are illegal claims that they're making. There's no data to support that this is effective in a human being, let alone a pig or an animal. There is zero credible data, yet they're going to try to instill fear tactics to the Americans and to the global citizens to market this and make money.
I remember when COVID was first hitting America and there was all the talk of the mask, you got to get the mask. And I went out of my way to get an N95 mask because I wanted to keep me and my kids safe. And God forbid, because really my worst nightmare is, say you get a real pandemic that you get infected and you're going to die, right? Like this is bad stuff, like the stuff that movies are made out of. I get that I want to take those precautions. They made us believe that's what was coming very quickly early on. Because of my time in media, Dr. Thorpe, I realized this was not what they were saying it was, and I backed off. I don't think I ever wore the N95. I don't think I ever wore it. I have like four of them left, and I don't think I ever wore it. I'm worried about the next thing. Now they concoct the bird flu. I'm seeing the same signs with the bird flu as I did with COVID, that I'm not convinced that this is, you know, the end all. And I think now something has changed with maybe 25% of the population, where before maybe it was only 5% of the population. And I'm making up these numbers out of my head. It's just, I feel like a quarter of us now would not fall for this again. And that's a big number, actually, when you think about it. 25% of the public could put a great pressure on America. 5%, not so much. We're looked at as conspiracy theorists and heretics. But I think 25% now would push back. They're not going to have as easy a time rolling this out to the masses like they did the last time. Do you think, where are you on this?
Well, I think what you're saying is 25% are becoming as vocal, maybe not quite as vocal as you and I and Dr. McCullough and many others, but getting vocal. But listen, it's far more, Grant, than 25%. Do you know the pathetic uptake of these new COVID vaccines is 4%. Pathetic. Wow. 4%, which tells me 96% of Americans know their government is lying through their teeth, pushing these vaccines. So, but then again, fear and anxiety and this threat, it's deja vu, like Yogi Berra says, all over again with an election cycle. They're going to say disease X is coming. Oh, you know, avian flu now could kill 50% of the people that it infects, which is a lie in the United States. It's only infected a couple people with very minor conjunctivitis, eye infections. So, yeah, they're trying to fear us into taking their lethal products. And it's horrible. And the American people, I think you're spot on, are wiser, and they're not going to fall for it like they did 4 years ago.
Well, I hope that you're right, that it's more than 25%. I hope it is much more in the masses. The problem is I still drive around, I still see idiots in their car with a mask on, and I wonder what in the world is going on here. And then what scares me is, because of this, the government has caused us to not trust them. What happens when something real comes, that nightmare scenario that I told you about? I'm sure that exists. There's got to be a disease like that out there that, God forbid, it escaped, and it's just lethal as all get out. What happens when that happens and you get a guy like me? Oh, who got? I'm not listening to you, government. And boy, here's the point where I should have. How am I going to know? How am I going to tell the difference? I guess go to guys like you and McCullough and that kind of thing. But what's your advice?
My advice is to listen. When an enemy tells you they're going to kill you and injure you, you damn well better take them seriously. And that's what the government has told us. That's what they have made very clear. The most lethal, injurious drug ever rolled out in the history of medicine, and Walensky and the other killers and criminals tell you, suppress that for 75 years and tell you, spend trillions of dollars trying to convince you it's safe and effective. They're essentially trying to kill you. So take them seriously. You know, listen, H5N1, you know, there's outside of the United States, there is a 40-50+% mortality rate of people infected, not in the United States. We have manufactured this. This is a gain of function by our corrupt government. There's hundreds of bioweapons safety labs in the United States of America, almost an oxymoron. Several in every state, they're doing gain of function with H5N1 and many others. And God forbid, if they do become successful, and this is transmissible with air, by the air, by breathing, by coughing, if it could be a very dangerous scenario. But we say, like you said, don't be scared, be prepared. And this is what we're doing with marketing and making these wellness the wellness companies emergency medical kit and the contagion kit available. We've tailored the contagion kit for just that, for potentially the swine, the avian flu, and many others. We now know that hydroxychloroquine is effective in H5N1. Tamiflu might be effective as well as the antibiotics. So don't, you're never going to be able to go to a captured physician or any physician and get 14 or 15 potentially life-saving drugs in a visit. They're going to laugh at you. No physician's going to write out 15 prescriptions and say, here, go fill them. And no, that'll never happen. But we at the wellness company will do that. We will give you an online consultation. We will give you those two kits. You'll have it available. You'll never get it in time when you need it. Not with the supply chain problems. Not with, you know, the government bribing all the pharmacies in the United States of America. Just CVS and Walgreens alone for $1 billion. Yeah. So be prepared. Have this at home. One of the golden rules of medicine for millennia has been the earlier you treat a disease, the more successful the outcome. And, you know, you've provided several anecdotal stories. I can give you dozens of stories where just in the last year with these medical kits have really saved some people, including my wife when I was out of town for a week.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it works. I'll just give the website again, twc.health/grant. twc.health/grant. It is about that speed of delivery, as you mentioned. And I've got numerous stories that I've used. And you said your wife, I know, I think you've told that story again. But real quick, Doc, why don't you just give me the brief rundown of what happened to your wife and how this kit helped?
Well, ironically, we were down at a really intense work meeting with the wellness company and the board in South Florida. And Maggie and I live up in the Pensacola Gulf Breeze area. And, you know, she's a very athletic woman, and she was going to these hot yoga classes and sent me a picture and said, hey, her knee kind of blew up. Well, she sent me in the middle of the week when I'm, you know, 8 hours away by car, this picture of her knee that looked like it was an acute skin infection, what we call cellulitis. And I was very frightened about it. I actually showed the pictures to two of my colleagues, including Dr. McCullough and Dr. Kelly Victory, that shared my concern. And so we immediately started an aggressive dose of oral antibiotic. Well, when I got home on Friday, I had my orthopedic surgeon friend locally, I won't mention his name, come over and said, you know, had you not gotten that, you may have been in the ICU right now on a ventilator. And do you know, there's been a report. I was interviewed on this, maybe not on your show, but earlier in the year, there's a report now that every 90 seconds, there is an American citizen dying from blood infection, so-called sepsis. And this was published on a major outlet. So this 5.5 trillion people have been vaccinated, with over 13 billion of these COVID-19 vaccinations that has crippled the immune system and caused global immune dysfunction. It's not herd immunity. It caused global herd disimmunity, or the so-called VAIDs, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And this is part of the reason why these massive increases in infections and transmission of these infectious diseases, be it viral, parasitic, fungal, and also cancers are increasing because of the crippled immune systems globally from these shots.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. I told my son the other day, I said my best decision as a father was to not give you that vaccine when all the pressure was on, and I said absolutely not. I said to this day, it's the best decision I ever made as a dad.
Absolutely.
And not to make other parents.
I'll second that, Grant. I'll second that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I don't want to make other parents feel bad who did give their kids it, because, you know, they thought overwhelmingly they were doing the right thing. And that's what you try to do as a parent. But, you know, not to keep going back to the wellness coming, but there are ways to mitigate some of that. I know you have the spike support product, which is great. TWC.health/grant and all kinds of ways and protocols that you can find on the website. I urge people just to peruse it there. But Dr. Thorpe, it's always great talking to you, and it's always insightful, somewhat frightening. I always come away a little bit more scared than I was before when I talked to you. But we got strong people out there like you and the rest of the doctors at the Wellness Company, and we're so grateful for you, Dr. Thorpe.
God bless you and your audience, and thanks for having me on, Grant.
Absolutely. The pleasure is most certainly mine. And again, folks, if you're interested in getting those emergency medical kits, I urge you, you should. Just go to twc.health/grant. twc.health/grant. It's not just going to save you from a pandemic, but as you heard Dr. Thorpe talk about, something happens like that with your wife or loved one, or like me, just simple strep throat. This stuff is great to have on hand, speed of delivery. twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. All right, I will see all of you on the Real America's Voice show tonight. I believe we're going to have a segment with the Wellness Company tonight on Real America's Voice, so that should be great as always. And a lot to talk about with just the disaster of Joe Biden and everything else playing out right now. We'll break it all down for you tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, I appreciate all of you. We'll see you later.